My name is Rico Christian. I am 17 years old.
My name is Jamer Scarborough. I'm 15 years old.
We interviewed John Woodburn III on July 31st, 2012.
We lived on Hermitage Street between Sterrett and Collier. Well, I went to Belmar until fourth grade, and then I had to go to Baxter. I went to Baxter until sixth grade. And then I came to Westinghouse for seventh grade. Then my family moved out to Penn Hills as far as schooling goes. One thing that I remember during the time that I lived in Homewood was I had a paper route. It was the Pittsburgh Courier. But that was something that my parents encouraged me to do. And I did that from the time I was 10 until I was 13. My father was a veteran. He never went overseas. He was stationed in Myrtle Beach. He and my mother went there. My mother was 19 when they got married. My father was about 4 years older than her. All of my parents' friends were married. My mother was in a club called the Homemakers Guild, a club of married women. So pretty much almost everybody I knew lived with their parents. You know, most people weren't divorced. Maybe that sounds strange now. My family attended church regularly. It wasn't an option. You know, if it's Sunday, we always went to church. So that was a big influence for me. Until I got to college, then it was optional. Sunday morning would come. You know, it was easy to say I'm not going. If I could go back and change something, that's what I would change. We had a piano in our house. My father played, and he played pretty well. My parents sent me to music lessons. I didn't always enjoy it, but it helps you to think. It helps you to discipline yourself. And you also learn different music styles. So I think I had 3 years of piano. And then when I came here to Westinghouse, I learned to play the trombone. And probably because I had already had music instruction, I got an A in music with the trombone. So I had about 5 years of music by the time I was in ninth grade. There was a test, it was called the Cudor Vocational Interest Test, K-U-D-O-R, sort of a career assessment test. It told me that my interest was being a newspaper writer. That was when I was in the ninth grade. But even before then, I was already reading. When I lived in Homewood, before I was in the eighth grade, I had a Sports Illustrated subscription, and also I was in a book club. I was 12 years old. When I was in high school, even in Scholars English, up through the 12th grade, at the time, we weren't presented with black authors. You know, if you can imagine going all the way through 12th grade and say, well, who is a black author? In fact, when I was in college, I went to Pitt. You know, I started hearing for the first time about Langston Hughes and some of the Harlem Renaissance authors. Like Claude McKay. I didn't know many people who had written books, but as far as writing a book, I just wanted to say, well, I think I could write a book. That was the idea, just to write. Where I got my master's degree was Ivy League school, and the one I went to was Columbia. If you went to an Ivy League school, why can't you write a book? You know, and the subject that I chose was Westinghouse football. Because it was, you know, I kind of grew up with it. My first book is called Fundamentally Yours, Pete D'Imperio. And it's a biography of the coach of Westinghouse High School. When I first started out, it wasn't meant to be a biography, but as I interviewed people, it became evident that the reason for Westinghouse's consistent success over 21 years was because they had Pete D'Imperio as coach. The second book, other than the D'Imperio biography, is called Learning to Live to Love Life. I always like to look at biographies of people who have done what I call exceptional things. And I got that from track and field also, you know, something I learned. What they say, how high is high?